Hello and welcome to another edition of the Digital Afterlife podcast brought to you by The Digital Beyond. I'm your host, Evan Carroll. Today's interview was another recorded at Digital Death Day. We sat down and talked with Nate Lustig from Entrusted. We covered a few things about the services that Entrusted offers, his impressions of Digital Death Day, and a prediction for the future of the digital afterlife industry. Hope you enjoyed the interview. This is Evan Carroll here from The Digital Beyond, and as you know, I've been at Digital Death Day, and this is another in our series of podcasts from Digital Death Day. And right now, I'm sitting down with Nathan Lustig. He's the co-founder of Entrusted, another of the digital afterlife services, and of course, you can find those at our online services list at thedigitalbeyond.com. But Nathan, would you tell me a bit about Entrusted and what they do?
Sure. So we're a free online service for people to go in and make last wishes for digital assets. And digital assets are any online account you might have or any file on your computer. And so when you pass away, or before you pass away, we'd like you to go in and make your last wishes. So you can say if you'd like your online assets deleted or transferred to an heir.
I know you have another service you call the Account Incinerator. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. So Account Incinerator is going to be launching in mid to late June. And what it does is it privately deletes any account that you wouldn't want anyone to ever find. So you can use your imagination on what sort of accounts would be there. But the way it works is you put that information in and then the entrusted experts go in and delete it for you so that no one ever stumbles upon it.
How can I be ensured that the Entrusted experts won't release that information?
It's part of the contract that we won't do it, but you're just gonna have to trust us.
Well, I understand. So like I said, we're here at Digital Death Day and we've had some very engaging conversations. We're actually nearing the end of the day. Tell me what the most meaningful thing you've heard here today was.
I think the most interesting part has been the conversations that have developed around what the terms of service should be for companies and what companies should use as their policy. One of our main focuses is trying to help companies through our corporate partnership program learn about these sorts of issues, and we've been working together to try to figure out what should these baseline points be, because we believe at Entrusted that it's not going to be something that the laws catch up to. It's going to be consumers forcing companies to create the ability to transfer or delete accounts according to their wishes. So it's been really interesting to hear from just a wide variety of perspectives on what the best way to do it is.
Very good. That is very interesting stuff. So we're talking a lot about the future here and what's going to happen next. And in your mind, what's next for the digital afterlife community?
Well, I think that just with the growth of the internet and how everybody's online, within the next 10 years, everyone's going to have their digital assets either in a will or in a service like ours, or there's got to be some way for people to manage their digital assets after they die. So I think that going forward, it's going to be a growing industry, especially with more companies coming into it every day, probably every week, not every day, but lots and lots of companies are coming into it, and it's a quickly growing industry. And I think that as people get comfortable with it, they're going to be signing up for services like ours day after day.
Very good. Well, Nate, thanks for sitting down and taking the time to talk with me and with our listeners at The Digital Beyond, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
No problem.
I hope you enjoyed listening to today's podcast interview at The Digital Beyond. Stay tuned to thedigitalbeyond.com for more of our podcast interviews and, of course, our articles about the budding digital afterlife industry.